Kristen Garner, staff attorney for the nonprofit Arkansas School Boards Association, monitors public school discipline in Arkansas.
The practice that is prevalent is to be spanked on the rear end.
With a wooden paddle. Arkansas Code grants schools the authority to develop district disciplinary policies on incidents involving class disruption, truancy, vandalism, theft, fighting, sexual harassment, bias activity, drug and weapon possession. But Kristen Garner says physical discipline under state law cannot be excessive and must be witnessed.
I've been involved in situations where corporal punishment policies were not being followed and teachers were whacking children's hands with rulers, and that has been considered very bad form.
Parents, a few kids, and members of the school board gather in Berryville Middle School cafeteria on a recent Tuesday evening. District Superintendent Owen Powell says corporal punishment is favored by parents over other measures.
You know, when you give them the option do you want your child to spend 3 days in school suspension, or would you rather them have corporal punishment, which is three SWATs, and overwhelmingly they choose corporal punishment.
Districts must log disciplinary actions with the Arkansas Department of Education. Berryville School District, located in eastern Carroll County, which is 25% English proficient and 74% low income, is reporting an increase in corporal punishment from 139 cases in 2013 to 229 so far this year. In contrast, Jonesboro, Arkansas, counts 372 so far, Texarkana 64, and Pine Bluff 51. Fayetteville School District has not practiced corporal punishment for more than 20 years. The Little Rock School District's handbook prohibits it. Berryville Superintendent Owen Powell says students and parents choose their form of punishment. Students cited with an infraction go to the principal's office, where they're given a pink slip with a menu of disciplinary choices to take home.
The parent will have to circle which one they want, sign off for approval on the form. And then the child comes back. It's done not by teachers, by an administrator only.
The U.S. Supreme Court upheld disciplinary corporal punishment in the 1970s, but 28 states now ban it. Lacey Kettlehut is program coordinator for the Gunderson Center for Effective Discipline, headquartered in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
A national ban on corporal punishment in all schools would really be the most comprehensive way to move towards ending this practice.
Children with disabilities and minorities tend to take the brunt of in-school spankings, Kettlehut says.
The U.S. Department of Education civil rights data from 2013-2014, African-American students were about 16% of the students, yet received about a third of corporal punishment, physical discipline.
Corporal punishment, she says, has adverse effects.
It affects the learning environment of the entire school. There's health risks that come from the use of corporal punishment long-term, as well as an increase in social behaviors such as aggression, defiance, antisocial skills. Research is really backing up a lot of that.
A new meta study published in the Journal of Family Psychology found no evidence that spanking improves child behavior and that it may have detrimental outcomes. But Berryville School Superintendent Owen Powell says districts should be allowed to decide disciplinary measures.
I think it goes back to local control and what's accepted in your community.
In Berryville, students who don't respond to several rounds of the rod inevitably face suspension or, worst case, expulsion. In Fayetteville, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting for Arkansas Public Media.